Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Well, late last week, it was Senate Republicans that scuttled a $14 billion effort to assist the auto industry, leaving union workers, union bosses, and the automakers themselves looking for help. And while those Republicans didn't provide it, another one appears to be ready to do so. The Bush administration says it sifted through automakers' books over the weekend, trying to determine just what they'll need to stay afloat in the near term. The Wall Street Journal says the White House is mulling a much larger rescue than originally thought. Sources said it could range from anywhere from $10 to $40 billion. The money could come from the $700 billion Wall Street bailout fund, also known as TARP, but there's also only about $15 billion left from the initial $350 billion injection. That means the administration could be forced to request the other half to cover the needs of the car makers, especially General Motors and Chrysler, which say they can't stay afloat for more than a few more weeks without emergency assistance. This is good news for those lawmakers in favor of extending some emergency aid to the ailing auto industry, including Michigan Democratic Senator Carl Levin.
Well, I think it's very likely the White House will do what it said it's going to do, not allow the auto industry to collapse. Their press secretary said it would be irresponsible for to allow the auto industry to collapse. By the way, no other country that produces automobiles is allowing its industry to collapse. They all have the same problem. They're all providing loans to those industries. This is not unique to the United States.
But others are not convinced. Carly Fiorina is the former CEO of Hewlett-Packard and was a high-ranking economic policy advisor in the McCain campaign. She says, why should the government lend money to the troubled automakers when banks won't even do it?
If GM is worth the American taxpayer investing in, why aren't the banks that American taxpayers have already invested in doing their job and lending? It is ultimately a bank's job to lend money.
Democrats on the House side also praising the Bush administration's intervention here, again, possibly to the tune of $40 billion. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says right now bankruptcy is not an option for the big three.
TARP funds are the only recourse that they have because of the failure to pass the agreed upon bipartisan language that we did pass in the Senate.
Speaker Pelosi says helping the economy over the next several months will be the number one priority of the growing Democratic majority, which will convene in early January. Pelosi says there's already work underway to put together a new and much bigger economic stimulus package.
We are now working on a more robust economic recovery package because the economy, the downturn in the economy has deepened and worsened.
On Wall Street Monday, the Dow fell 65 points to close at 85.65. The S&P 500 closed at 869 after an 11-point drop. NASDAQ off 32 to 1508. Oil down $1.77. Barack Obama is now officially the president-elect of the United States. He was officially ratified today by the Electoral College, which met in all 50 states. Electors selected by your votes on Election Day gathered, and of course they were pledged based on your voting results in the 50 states around the country. Barack Obama easily, of course, winning since those electors were pledged, and he will be sworn in as expected on January 20th. Barack Obama also officially unveiling his green team today of Energy Secretary Dr. Stephen Chu, the Nobel Prize winner in physics. Carol Browner, the former EPA administrator under Bill Clinton, will be the new energy czar, a new position created for the White House to spearhead the energy reform effort. He's also nominating Lisa Jackson to head the Environmental Protection Agency, as well as Los Angeles Deputy Mayor Nancy Sutley as chief of the White House Council on Environmental Quality. Caroline Kennedy reportedly wants to take the place of Hillary Clinton as the senator from New York once Mrs. Clinton is confirmed as Secretary of State. The New York Times reporting Kennedy has decided to pursue the seat being vacated. She would hold the office which her late uncle Robert F. Kennedy once held if nominated by New York Governor David Paterson. The 51-year-old daughter of John F. Kennedy has been urged by family members to seek the office. In Illinois, impeachment proceedings are now underway against Governor Rod Blagojevich in reaction to his efforts to try and sell the vacant Senate seat once held by Barack Obama. Announcing the impeachment proceedings today, Speaker of the State House Michael Madigan.
We have given the governor 6 days to resign. President-elect Obama, all the state constitutional officers have called for his resignation. He's declined to take the opportunity to resign. I think it's time that we move forward that could lead to impeachment.
Illinois Republicans now saying that the political process in that state has been tarnished to the point where no one appointed by a Democrat can serve with the confidence of the public. Republicans, like State Representative Dan Brady, says it should be a special election that selects the next senator.
Let's open up the process, let's keep the light shined upon the process, and let's have a special election to fill the United States Senate seat vacated by President-elect Obama. It's the right thing for Illinois.
Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll examine Caroline Kennedy's wish to be the next U.S. Senator from New York. We'll also talk with Max Schultz of the Manhattan Institute about Barack Obama's energy team, which was unveiled today. And we'll talk with Debbie Lee, a Gold Star mother now working with Move America Forward and trying to make sure that every troop stationed overseas still has a Merry Christmas. We'll also tell you how you can make that happen. This is Dateline Washington.